Please hold while I try to locate the person you are calling.
Thank you for calling Fakeologist.com. Please leave a message. Please note that this message may be used in a future broadcast.
Please leave your message after the tone. When done, hang up or press the pound key.
Hey, Ab. And I just wanted to call and encourage you to stop wearing the mask at all. I was listening to your interview with IPS, and I mean, I respect you a lot, man. And you do tons of great work, and it just makes me wonder, what's the point of all the work that you're doing if you go out and you participate in this utter fraud and crime that's being perpetrated against us all? And I'm not patting myself on the back. This is nothing to be proud of. I've not worn a mask once. I know another person in real life who hasn't. And then there's several, you know, so-called whatever, public known truthers such as Brian Stapley who haven't worn one. So, man, you know, it's just, it literally, like, it just, it pains me a little bit to hear that you're wearing it. So I just wanted to give you that feedback. I understand it's difficult, but I just wanted to encourage you to stop wearing it, man. Take a stand, man. I mean, at what point are you going to take a stand? Anyways, God bless, and thanks for all you do, man.
Hello.
This is the Fakeologist speaking.
Hey, Fakeologist, how are you?
I'm great. Did you call the Fakeologist hotline?
Yeah, that was me. Did you get my message?
No, I didn't even listen. Sorry. Should I listen first? I'm one of those guys that doesn't listen to messages before I call back. You know those
people. Oh, yeah. You know, whatever. You know, I was just listening to your interview with IPS.
Oh, yeah, and that was a good one.
Yeah, that was good. But anyway, the reason I compelled to reach out was just because I heard you mention that you're wearing a mask around, and I'm not trying to. And I just wanted to encourage you to stop wearing it.
I would love to stop it. Today I had to go get my driver's license, which was a complete shit show. And there was a mask Nazi at the door that was over the top. And I could have either argued with this very large black woman and all the complications that came from that, or just been a good slave. And I really wanted this driver's license, because without it, I don't make money. You see the problem?
Well, I mean, maybe there's other options, you know. Had you looked into other options and other ways to go get your license without a mask? I know here, I'm in America, and like we actually have a civil rights officer at our DMV. And
oh, neat. That's cool.
I contacted her and said, hey, because I had to go to the I don't know what you call it in Canada, but I had to I thought I had to get some stuff done with my license, which I turned out I didn't have to go in, thankfully. But anyway, just something to consider, you know.
Listen, like I told Tim last night, I evaluate every situation every time I go in. Now, there's certain people I don't want to fight with. Now, the lady at the door, I go almost nowhere. I'll be honest. I don't go to places to shop, but there's certain public places it seems you cannot avoid. I would have loved to get my license online or any other way, but they force you like a cow into this system, and you got to go down all the ramps, otherwise you're not going to get your head cut off. And as it stood, this has nothing to do with masks. Well, it does have everything to do with COVID, actually. It took me 2.5 hours today to get my license because I had to write 4 tests because I have CDL, commercial driver's license, and that's how long it took to get through the myriad of lineups, standing apart. It's such a depressing slave system that it's just indicative of what's to become. And making a scene with a large, I don't want to emphasize the fact she's black, but there are complications when a white person argues with a black person, thanks to all the racial psyops that are going on. So I have to, you have to consider all those things when you're deciding whether you're going to die on this hill or not. I did say that last night, I think, clearly.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I don't go many places myself, you know. I don't even like looking at people. Honestly, it hurts. It pains me to even look at someone with a mask on. So I honestly just consider it a good day if I don't see anybody with a mask on, you know.
I just see Allen Pond. Is that your name or the city you're calling from?
Yeah, I'm in Arizona, but no.
Oh, okay.
It's just my number, yeah.
So for some reason I thought it was Wisconsin or something because it says WI, but I didn't see the whole name. Oh, okay, you're in Arizona. Yeah, well, up here in the Queen's Colony of Canada, the compliance rate is very high. And I'm the minority. There's no doubt about it. I know all my rights and obligations, but I don't. It comes down to, do I want to argue with a slightly above minimum wage clerk about all my rights, or do I want that damn license? It's hard enough for me to pass the test remembering all the stupid numbers that I'll never see again till the next test. And if I conflicted with that lady, I guarantee she would have not backed down. She was such a herder of cattle, and I think she should have had a cattle prod in her hand.
Yeah, but you know how it is. You know how it is with bullies. I mean, the bullies, they're big and tough until somebody, you know, snaps back at them. You know. But anyway, I mean, listen, it's a hill I'm willing to die on every time I go into a scenario. So, like, I got thrown out of a restaurant recently, but at least I made a huge scene somewhere else. Yeah, I mean, I made a huge scene and everything. So, yeah, I mean, but, if I have to, I mean, I'm just not going to wear one until I just absolutely just can't. I mean, I don't know. I'm willing to go to battle, like, whatever it's going to take not to wear one. So I don't know where that's going to lead me, and hopefully it won't come to anything serious.
I don't think it can. The only thing we have is time. And I don't want anyone stealing my time from me. And I know that I could probably, I'm probably right that there's no law that says I have to wear a mask. It's just an order. I know all the weasel words that the Queen and her minions use up here to make it seem like it's a law. I know it's not a law. I've read the orders. They're orders. Orders in council. These are not laws. These are decrees from the King and the Queen that we don't even give final, well, see, over here we do give final authority to the King and the Queen. You guys don't, technically, but we do. So this is the problem. But I don't want to argue with the drone army. I know I'm wrong. I know it seems unprincipled to submit. But when I want to get something as unique as a license, I can't go next door to somewhere else. Well, I could to another DMV, I guess. But these people are obviously under super strict orders every single step of the way. And I was in 5 different lines to get my license today. 5 or 6 different lines. I stopped counting. And every step of the way, you were being, the most important thing they were arguing about is all the protocols. Wash your hands. Put your mask over your nose. Stand here. I thought I was in kindergarten. I was having kindergarten flashback.
Yeah.
It's terrible. I'm going to write a terrible review on Google Maps. You know, you can write Google Places. I'm going to write a review. And I'm going to... we don't have what you said, a human rights person there at the door. At least if they were there, I don't know where they were hiding.
No, they're not at the door. I mean, they're not at the door. You got to contact them. I mean, they're not just hanging around. And I don't even know if they give a fuck. I mean, because I think everybody believes that these mask ordinance supersedes every law that's ever been issued in the history of humanity, you know. So
and
it's
they
like.
Don't, but they think that.
So, yeah, I mean, they're so, I don't know, you know, I think these, it's largely, these people are spineless jellyfish who are wearing masks, and I'm not really, I don't like getting into confrontations. I mean, like I said, I don't go many places. I order my groceries and everything. But
yeah, you pay
if I go somewhere
that.
And somebody refuses me service because I won't wear a mask, then it's going to be a huge scene, you know. And
well, there are almost no places that I go that I don't have an option. In other words, this was the one place where I really wanted to get through. I really wanted to get through the briar patch on the other side. Period. Even if I'm cut and bruised, I could not afford not to get this done because I, even though I'm not even sure if licenses expire anymore where we live, because there's no official word on what is happening with that. They didn't even know when I asked them. I said, because my license expired 3 months ago. And I just said, well, when does it expire now? They said, well, we're not sure. So I deal with I'm not sure. Because if I get confronted by a mask cop, if you don't have a license, they can tow your vehicle because obviously you can't drive. So they don't just let you off with the ticket. They pull you out of your car and then someone has to drive it away. And if there's no one to drive it.
So your license doesn't even have an expiration date on it?
No, they do have, everything has an expiration date on it. But they were all pushed out months into the future because of COVID.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But the last letter that I've got says October 1st. And I didn't want to go on September 30th with 10,000 other people at the same time. That's what I meant. And I asked her, is it still going to go past October? She had no idea. I said, well, you work.
It's fucked up, man. It's fucked up the way you're being treated. I mean, it's fucking total bullshit, man. I mean, it's just total disregard for... You know, you, your business, your life, your emotions. I mean, it's just total fucking bullshit, man. Sorry you had to go through that.
I'm sorry every single person on the earth has to deal with this horseshit. I worry about my children. They are mentally being tortured right now because their father is a fakeologist. Everyone else is pulling them the other way. They know what I think, and they know probably I think the right way, but... They don't live in fakeologist land. They live in the real world where there's this masked army shaming and just humiliating and driving them mentally crazy. And they're not as... They have twice as many years in their future than I do. So they have to think of all those things. So they're the ones I feel badly about. You know, when the girl beside me... Sweet girl, she was masked up to her eyeballs, and she had to take a picture for her driver's license. You have to take your glasses off and your mask. And when she took her mask off, they said, "My God, you have a beautiful face." And that just sort of that was my contribution to humanity for the moment, just to let this girl know that, wow, you have a beautiful face, full makeup under this disgusting.
She had her makeup on.
Ugh, that's so disgusting.
Poor thing. Yeah, I mean, everyone's just being humiliated. Well, get this. So there's a local fast food place I went to around here just late night, and I just normally don't go, but, you know, whatever, I had a craving. And, of course, they've got these teenagers working there all with masks on and gloves and all this bullshit. So I emailed the owner and just said, hey, like, whether you believe it or not, you know, you're responsible for these young kids who are working at your restaurant. And I just said, you know, what protocols do you have in place to, you know, keep, you know, with them wearing masks and all the possible health conditions? And I called the guy. He called me to his credit, and then he just gives me this big run. He tells me first, oh, yeah, I'm the owner, right, when he gets on the phone with me. And then he proceeds to tell me, hey, man, I've got absolutely no control over this mask thing, so there's nothing I can do. He's like, you're supposedly the owner? And then he said, hey, man, I don't have any choice. And I said, you do have a choice. You could stop your employees from wearing them. You could shut your restaurant down. Like, you do have choices. Don't tell me you don't have any choices, you know. And then he tells me, here's what he tells me that killed me. Hey, man, I've got a mortgage to pay. So, you know, he's got to keep his business open and mask up these little 16-year-olds, you know, so he can keep paying his mortgage. So it's just fucked in all directions. So
everyone is following orders. If I wanted to go,
fucking college kids, huh?
Well, yeah, everyone is following orders, and that's the whole beauty of a top-down dictatorship. There's only one person, and they're in Geneva, that's really in a council of a few that are behind these orders. And look how far away we are from our rulers right now. Talk about unrepresentative democracy. The people that are putting these orders down are 5,000 layers away and 5,000 miles away from us. So we cannot call or confront whoever's making this rule easily. I'm not mad necessarily with the Gestapo at the door of the DMV, because I know she'd be fired if she didn't follow the order. And I just posted a fantastic meme on fakeologist.com, which hopefully you're going to take a look at. And what does it say? I mean, look here. Because people always think, well, why didn't anyone say anything in Germany when...
I saw that one about, if you wondered whether or not you would have complied in 1930s Germany, like, you have your answer now or whatever.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Does that ever ring true?
They don't even question anything. I mean, they are just going along with
it. Here's a fantastic quote from Napoleon Bonaparte. The world suffers a lot, not because of the violence of bad people, but because of the silence of the good people. And I thought, okay. Yeah, there we go again. There's just another phrase that rings super true. And the Germany thing, you know, you always wonder, well, why would all these people go along with marching people onto trains to go to camps? Yeah, if you've ever wondered whether you would have complied during the 1930s, Germany, you know now. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I'm confident I wouldn't have complied. So, I mean, that's what's giving me my meaning in my life right now, is not complying, you know.
I guarantee you wouldn't have got a license then today. You might have. I don't have any time. I had no time. I mean, at least, the second person that told me to put my mask over my nose, they said no. You want me to run into the wall when my glasses fog up? Because that's exactly what's happening. You want to pay for the lawsuit of me of injuring myself on your property due to your negligent demand and command? You know, but I was almost out the door at that point, so I was confident that I could get away with it. Because at that point,
You know that dude Mac, the Flat Earth Fokker?
I know
you mentioned him before. I heard you mention him, but I'd love to hear you guys talk because, yeah, I've been watching his videos, man. Did you see that they wouldn't let him on the plane because they were afraid that he was going to take his mask off? Did you see that?
Yeah, he actually bought a ticket to go on a plane. Where was he going?
He went somewhere in northern Canada, and he was just being a huge pain in the ass at the airport, and like he'd like put it on and pull it off, and he was just asking him all these questions and this and that, and he was actually got through security, was waiting to get on the plane, and they came up to him and said, hey, we're concerned that you're going to remove your mask during the flight, and so they kicked him out, and they said, you're not going to be able to fly.
And you know what the problem was? almost everyone on the plane probably asked the flight crew to tell them that. That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, they probably loved it. Yeah, they were probably cheering and shit. So.
Yeah, but they're the ones pushing for the authorities to do something. They're the ones pushing. It's the people.
Yeah.
So this is what I said. This is a military medical coup. The people pushing this, the elite oligarchs that are behind the medical industry that want all these super extra layers of health security, biosecurity, they appeal right to the people. So it doesn't matter what any politician says. If they go up against it, they're out. And they're not out by, they're out by the public's will. This is the mob mentality. And this, you talk about the tyranny of the majority. So this is kind of the downside of the majority rule. If you can convince the majority of anything, then there's nothing you can do. I'm convinced of that. If we only had 20% of the people that were trying to push this through, yeah, I think we'd have a chance. But the fact that 80 or 90% of people believe this, we're screwed. So I'm not afraid of a ticket. I'll take a ticket. I'll take that to court. But do I really want to rumble with grandma on her freaking iPhone at the grocery store? How can I win if I'm yelling at grandma with her iPhone? There's nothing I can say to win with her. There's no sympathetic person in that place. I look like the a-hole. I mean,
who cares what they fucking think? They're all wearing masks. I mean, I don't give a fuck what a bunch of people wearing masks think of me. They can go fuck
themselves. I don't either. I want to live my life with the least amount of friction. And yeah, that might be a cowardly way of looking at it. You know, I still respect all the people that have time to buy a plane ticket, go to the airport, spend all that time, and then not get on the plane. That's fantastic, but if you got the time and the resources to waste, I still admire you, but I ain't doing that right now anyway. It's just, I don't know how Mac, he has a family apparently. How does he eat?
They shut his fucking business down, man.
I know. He was saying
he put hundreds of thousands of dollars into this yoga studio, and it's just shut down. He can't even have people there. I don't know. I don't really know.
Wow.
I don't know. He seems to be eating and stuff. I mean, I'm not.
I don't know
sure.
Why
on the dole.
I'm kind of surprised he shut it down, because that you could take some kind of court. If I had a business and I was a real fighter like him, unless nobody wants to come to a studio, I would still open it up. That would be, to me, a more useful argument. I would love to see him go through the court process, if the courts are even open. So, yeah, I should get him on and maybe chat with him. I do a talk show once a week with Uncle Odd. I sent Uncle Odd all the contacts that I think would be good to talk to. So I'm not sure.
You guys got a good good chemistry on that show. I like that. That's good stuff, man.
Oh, thank you. Well, I get along with most people. Uncle Odd's super passionate. Uncle Odd will go to places and confront. He did a video trying to get into Universal Studios, and I don't even know if he got in. I think he turned around and went home. But the rest of his family was there.
Fucking yeah. Bullshit. I mean, this is total bullshit. But good, yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, he's, yeah, it's cool. You guys got good chemistry, so.
Well, good. I like talking to Tim. Tim is super on point most of the time. I can talk to him, and tonight I might even, if Marcus left me, I'm going to be on with Marcus Allen. He's doing a test run. He's doing a talk show next week. So I'm going to ask him if I can stream the audio with his permission. On my end, you could listen into that on my audio server if you want.
Yeah, man,
you know,
I think I'm like you. I listen to a lot of audios, so I actually been listening to the Hoaxbusters audios lately, like all the old stuff, like with Marcus Allen on there and everything. So that dude was, that Chris Kendall, dude, that dude was really, I mean, I really felt like I pretty much agree with everything he was saying, you know, or could at least understand where he was coming from. Yeah.
No, I thought Chris was great. I really hope he's not dead. But
I know.
If he is, that's a real crappy way to go. And he's the kind of guy we need in the COVID revolution what we're in right now. And that not have him here and David Crowe of the Infectious Myth, we're told, is no longer with us. I can't prove it, but I know he's not talking anymore. So whatever happened to him, another fantastic voice. So what that means to me is we need new voices to step up and take their places and start talking and start getting out there. I can only do so much talking, but yeah, Marcus Allen, he said he was inspired by me and the success I'm having by just getting out there every time and chatting. And so now he's going to be on every day. And I think he's even going to show his face, which the only downside of all that, I don't see the need for it, is the files are massive. I just crunched the Uncle Odd show from Friday. And he sent me, or last Sunday, and he sent me a 4 gigabyte file for 2 hours, which
yeah.
He's not exactly good looking to me. I really don't know why I need to see his face while he's talking, because the file size is off the chart. I'm not sure what my server was able to crunch it down into, but he'll fill up my hard drive in no time if he keeps pumping out 4K video. So,
yeah, I just like the audios, you know. Yeah, I don't need to see anybody's face. I don't know why.
No, me too. So Marcus is going to go video, I think, which will be interesting for 5 minutes to see what he looks like. But after that, unless he's a hot chick like Odessa in Vancouver, I don't need to see him. I have to admit, I watch Odessa, and I just stare at her face because I think she's so pretty. I don't give a shit what she's saying.
It's nice to see a pretty face, you know. It's a rare commodity these days, you know.
Oh, yeah. Without a mask.
I honestly feel a rush of happiness when I see a person that a stranger, but I'm seeing their face, you know.
Well,
it's a face.
I've never been able to get any woman to take any article of clothes off for me, except the mask. When I say, can you take your mask off so I can see your pretty face?
Yeah.
It just feels like a victory for me, you know, when I never had them before when I was young. You know, as a young guy, you're always trying to get something going, you know. I won't go any farther than saying all that because I know I have a female audience that gets really offended when I act like a man. But
yeah, what are you? Oh, toxic masculinity. You know, there's a fucking song for you.
Exactly. Damn it.
Talk about, I mean, right now, there's, They denudered all these fucking men. I mean, all these women are running the joint now. These women who are afraid of fucking their own shadows, and they're fucking running everything.
Well, there's more women speaking out than men. I'll go the other way on you there. There's more women out there yelling and screaming that this is bullshit. Like Odessa, she's. I'd like to see her husband say something if he's on board with her. I'd like to see a man stand up beside her and say, hey. You know, my wife is out here trying to make things happen in Vancouver. And where are all the men?
Yeah.
Let's go. Well, I guess I'm a man, Mark's a man, Todd's a man. So I guess there are men if you look, but there seem to be more women than normal doing a lot of the heavy lifting, which is great.
I mean, do you feel like men are being kind of like shuffled, like kind of women are being kind of promoted within societies nowadays, that men are kind of... becomes like forcibly silenced, and you know their masculinity's been attacked, and you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No doubt.
And I think they maybe these controllers realize, because I feel like women are just so much more malleable than men, that like it is part of their plan is to just get women in charge, because they know they can get women to do anything just by scaring them a little bit.
Yeah. And that's biology. It's nothing to do with. Their mind really being psychologically weak. I think there's real biology there. You cannot deny biology, basic biology. So women are definitely wired differently. And they're, for sure, they're more malleable and can be manipulated more easily. God, that's how guys get women. We manipulate the hell out of them.
Yeah.
You tell them we love them, and they drop their drawers. Don't take all the good tricks away from us, you know. Let's be honest. There's the book of how to get women. That's one of them.
Yeah. That's a good point, yeah. Because, yeah, these women are fucking pissing me off, you know. They're just such a bunch of cowards and shit.
Yeah, but they're taking orders from men. The men at the top are the ones who put them there. And I think the men at the top, they put the androgynes in positions of power to manipulate them. And they've always put minorities in positions of power so they can be manipulated as well. And all the minorities are used all the time, for sure. Dirty tricks.
Yep. Yeah, right on, man. Well, I got to get rolling here. I got to get
all right, brother.
Myself.
Whereabouts are you in Arizona?
I'm in the Phoenix area.
All right. Yeah, you've got Bill Gates just built or just bought a big chunk of an area outside of Phoenix for one of the smart cities. You know about
yeah.
that?
I know the area, I think. I just drove out by there. I actually went to Southern California for the weekend. And
yeah.
I think I drove by the area. I mean, there's nothing out there. It's just
not yet.
Not yet. But I'm actually, this weekend, I'm going out to look at some land up in the mountains. I'm looking to buy like 40 acres or something and start moving myself out that way. Because this city's like fucking retarded, yeah.
You're heading for the hills, eh?
Yeah, man. I mean, I think they're just corralling everybody in these cities. So I feel like if you can get out, you know, if I'm out on, got some acreage, self-sufficient out in the mountains, I mean, I don't know. I think I'll be, at least I can live some semblance of a life out there, not having to look. I just honestly, I can't look at people with masks on. So
yeah.
I need to go somewhere where I don't even want to be seeing people with masks because it's so disgusting to me, you know?
Yeah, yeah. All right. What's your name?
Walker.
Can I get your name? Walker?
Yeah, Walker. Yeah.
As in Herbert Walker Bush?
Yeah, right.
All right, Walker. Well, it's good talking
to
you.
My great uncle, yeah.
It's good talking to you. Do you mind if I post this audio?
Yeah, go for it, man, if you want.
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
don't wear a mask.
Idea.
I just want to end on in the
no,
in this
I got
audio.
It.
To everybody, you and everybody else, stop wearing fucking masks.
Gotcha, Keith. All right, thank
all right.
you, Walker.
All right, take man, care. Take it easy. Later. Bye.
Okay. Thanks, bro.